Praise the Lord. It's a pleasure to be with you all today, and I'm excited to share my testimony with you. I grew up in a Christian household of generations of Christians, but I was often befuddled in my childhood years by the fact that I could never genuinely experience Jesus and his guidance in my life. This is not to say that Jesus' hand was not guiding my life from the beginning, but that I was blind to him, although he held me and was drawing the perfect path for my life. So my mom always taught me the principles of the Bible and taught me how to practically live a Christian life. During school vacations, I would read Bible stories and memorize Bible verses, but that didn't feel anything like more than a routine. However, there was a point in time when I truly tasted the fruit of the Spirit. This was when I was in Canada in middle school, and we attended our community church. This church turned out to be a blessing in my life in many ways. I discovered my talent for singing there, and I began performing for the glory of God by singing in the choir. Eventually, I became involved in the congregation and attended prayer sessions with others in the church, and I saw how each person's life was beautifully crafted in holiness. This is when I learned that not only the pastor, but also the people in the pew can be close to God while living in this world. As years went by, I was inspired by fellow believers' blessings in life and gradually drew closer to God through prayer. Through prayer and faith, I began receiving several blessings in life while I followed my passion for singing and thrived in the academics. And while praying and meditating in Bible verses, I looked back at my life from birth and counted the blessings I had previously taken for granted. Talking with Jesus about every detail of my past, I truly understood that God always just acts on time, and it's not a mere coincidence. So soon it was time for me to move to India for college, and this was when my faith and hope in Jesus was at its peak. As I was battling over whether I'd be able to adjust to the new Indian academic system and continue doing well in academics, for the first time I prayed to Jesus, asking for something large, which was not to go to India. But of course, I had to move, and we made our move to New Delhi last year. And at this time, I think a verse from Proverbs in chapter 3, verse 5, was applied to this, where it says, "Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding." So in New Delhi, I was blessed to attend one of the top 5 colleges of the nation. And not only that, but I was also doubly enriched with another excellent church. It was my first experience attending a strictly conservative church where there are strict formalities and orders of service. I was not acquainted with it in the beginning. However, such a conservative church, which only permitted baptized believers into their choir, invited me to join their choir. This was truly something I did not ask for, but was immediately overjoyed to be a part of their team of glorious believers, working for Christ's glory, of course. Here I grew closer to God by observing believers who were genuinely dedicated to serve the church and make Jesus the priority no matter how busy their schedule. I made Jesus my priority and began to give back to the community and use the talent for the glory of God. Last year this time came another unexpected milestone. I was going to move to San Francisco. Moving to the States is yet another unexpected gift, and I hope to make the most out of this opportunity. Today I look to Jesus Christ, his sufferings on the cross, and see how he preserved and trusted in God in times of trouble. Similarly, I want to be able to trust God too, bear the sufferings in my life and be his reflections, because after all, he died for me. I've always been a follower of God, but not always a follower of God's works in my life. But when I began to pray to God within the community of faith, I received his gift of life. Now the Bible is my favorite book and Jesus is my favorite hero. Amen. Amen. I commit my life to follow Jesus on this journey, and faith has moved mountains in my life, as you can see. So I hope you make your faith a priority so you can see the power of Jesus make you successful in life.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this message brought to you by New Life Church of the Nazarene. Stay connected with New Life at www.newlifesf.org and on facebook.com/New Life Church SF. Join us for Sunday worship services beginning at 10:45 a.m. Again, New Life Church is located at 300 Yoloa Street on Knockash Hill in San Francisco, California, 94127. The mission of New Life is to become like Christ, to belong as His community, and to bring His gospel to the world, one life at a time.